The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're flying below the radar. Way below the radar. Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining radio show on the earth, and that is my opinion. I have no idea why people aren't clamoring to add us to their station. It will happen soon. Hey, I'm here. I'm Fred Penny with Denise Dirks. To my left, Todd Kunin, Chris Rodriguez. We've got Cal Hunter behind the glass with Seth Madden and a young helper, but we're not going to mention his name. But he's got a big helper back there, and we appreciate his help. We're going to talk about a lot of exciting things. I haven't told you guys this, but officially this morning, my wife told me the following. Radio Law Talk is now her second worst business that we have. She's officially told me. She goes, it's my second worst business that you have that I don't like. So not the worst, but second worst.
But wait, what's the worst?
Take a guess.
Car racing.
we do have car racing business. I've been in that business for almost 20 years. I don't know, 18, 20 years, forever it seems like. And she hates that business. She said, Radio Law Talk's my second worst business that we have. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's down.
That's exactly right. I said, why?
Does she listen to the show, Fred?
She does, but she wants to hang out with me and do stuff. Apparently she likes me. So I guess that's our second worst, and I'll guarantee your spouses are saying the same thing, and your kitties say the same thing.
My cats are just, you know, meow. And I know that means, are you leaving again?
Yes.
Just make sure there's food and water for us and clean the litter box.
How's that again? How does that go?
You go do it. Meow.
Oh, meow. Yeah. Is that a long one or a short one?
It's short. Meow. As opposed
Todd
to.
Todd has a kitty.
That's right. As opposed to meow.
Oh, okay. What's that one mean?
Oh, that is, you know, you're about to step on my tail, buddy.
Oh, that's that one.
Yes.
What's the one I'm sleeping on your bed on the pillow and get away?
That is where they actually speak English and say, I own this.
Oh.
Which is really freaky when you hear that at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Complete with a little crown on the head, and they sit like little sphinxes like that.
That's right. Again, I go back to this. 2,000-3,000 years ago, the Egyptians worshipped cats as gods. Cats have never forgotten this. And so.
Especially in your house.
That's their place in life.
That's right. That's their place.
I wonder why we don't have more cat people tuning in.
I think we do. And cat people don't check the ratings books. They're too busy grooming their cats and meeting their every need.
That's right. The cats don't give them permission to call in.
The best cat people we have are at the cat house in the Amargosa Valley.
Let's not forget
about them.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Yeah, that's our favorite. Chris is here. Welcome, Amargosa Valley, KPKK 101.1 FM. We always talk about the Amargosa Valley. We love you there. We think you're great people. You're listening. We know you do. Rumor has it everybody listens to us there. So
we sent $20. That's like a
what's
third
the
of,
we?
A third of the.
Yeah, did I hear we? A we? What's this we thing?
A third of the gross domestic product of the Amargosa Valley was us sending that $20.
That is a prosperous area.
Is it?
Those hay farm ranchers and stuff do very well. Well, enough to keep a cat house and a casino
that's
in business.
True.
Come on,
that's true.
Well, so there you go, Chris. Did you buy your lot back there yet?
Not yet, but I'm thinking about it.
It's probably going to triple once we go big in all the states that we're going to be going with Radio Law Talk. We're going to talk about Star Trek star family sues for a wrongful death against Chrysler. They've settled that case. By the way, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in. If Denise and I jump and Todd and Chris are talking, it's because we're hacking like crazy, huh, Denise?
That's right.
Penn State frat lawsuit, the latest that's going on with that we're going to talk about. Here's the big one. Data privacy fight with Google and Facebook. Here comes what, guys? Here comes the lawsuits.
Yes.
They're going to start rolling in.
Lawsuits and legislation.
That's exactly right. Trump's lawsuit is going forward by the former apprentice gal that is suing him. And the judge talks about it, and we're going to discuss the details of it. It's kind of interesting. That's really cool.
They had a lot of fun on that apprentice show, it seems like. A lot of stuff coming up with Donald Trump Jr. apparently had an affair, which they say.
Did he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Aubrey O'Day, a singer. So they were having too much fun on that show.
That's led alleged. To his divorce.
That's
they
right.
Say.
That's right.
That's what they're saying. This is all alleged. By the way, this is Radio Law Talk. Everything was alleged.
Well, his wife looked at it. his phone while he was in the shower, and there were several messages like, have you dumped the old lady yet, or something like that. You know,
something
so
like that.
Pretty
okay.
much a dead giveaway.
Okay, well, that
we're making Fred uncomfortable. Let's move along.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's okay. I just updated and paid for our insurance. So
that is anecdotal.
It's totally anecdotal. I don't know why you brought that up, Cal. That's okay. Family suing for the body falling out of a hearse. We're going to talk about that. That was in Alabama. Now, that doesn't shock me about Alabama. We're not in Alabama right now anyway, so it doesn't matter. Blurred Lines lawsuit. Latest lawsuit on Blurred Lines. We're going to talk.
So they're suing over the Alabama body. You're supposed to say, of course they are.
I just want it known. I want it known that I have now been supplanted as the bad dad joke teller in this little
well, at
forum
least with that one I
here
did.
With that one.
That was
Cal has taken the cake.
Oh my God! We've already started off bad.
Of course,
Florida bridge collapse lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about there's a beer class action case going, and I know Rodriguez is going to talk about that because he's upset.
And there should be.
And that's, well, and maybe the cats. Accident of self-driving cars. Here we go, guys. The self-driving cars, the first main accident.
A fatality.
Fatality, and there's issues on both sides about this. And by the way, did you know starting April 1st, all these self-driving cars, they still have drivers sitting there. They're not doing the driving, but they're still sitting there. As of April 1st, the first official self-driving cars without a person in there are going to start. And you know what's happening? There are cities and states, and everyone's thinking, oh, who wants to take this on, that are clamoring to get these self-driving cars in their cities and states first. So they're coming, man. In California, guess what? They're all in the Bay Area, obviously, that are where they're starting. But this one happened in Arizona where a lady died. Car ran her over. They're investigating that. We're going to talk about the laws of that. We're going to talk about using marijuana for disabled children. In Texas, a family has been prosecuted, or at least they tried to prosecute them for using marijuana for their child. California overtime law. Chris Rodriguez is going to talk about that. And anti-aging drug lawsuits. But more important, case or no case is going to come up this hour. And we're going to try to womp on Rodriguez again. What are our points finals on
the case point total for case or no case? Chris Rodriguez trails the pack with 8 points, but not because of his lack of competence, simply because he hasn't been here. But that's another story. Todd Kiernan has 26 points. Frederick Penny has 27 points. And Denise Dirks, 18 points. So, Fred, you're the leader.
So, did I tell you, I took you toward the end last week, didn't I? I smoked you one. You went off the barrel.
I thought I had 19. Didn't I get 2 points? I was at 17.
Nope, 18.
Nope.
Last week, I
was the only one that got the very end of it right.
Okay.
I got the case there, and then
we're going to go back and listen to the tape. Yes. We're going to hire someone full time.
Denise is appealing her case here in the middle of the show. Denise, we're on air.
Yeah, and okay. I'm the court of appeal, and I say it's 18.
Oh, Denise.
Now, you went from 17 points to 18 with that one. You got half of it right. You went from 17 to 18.
No, I got the very end. I'm the
okay, we will finish this
one.
Argument off the... Denise will pull it up.
This is embarrassing. My 10-year-old son, you referenced him in the opening. He's sitting behind the glass today. He came in with
me. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's helping out. And then you guys have to embarrass me by telling everybody... so he can hear the amount of points that I have. I'm down, 15
points. We haven't even told him about the Amargosa Valley lie that you said. The Amargosa, the fact that we paid $20 when it was me that paid the $20. Have you paid me back?
Or yes, I did.
He did.
Okay, all right.
We got that
back
on video.
All right, so we've got about 30 seconds left. We're going to come back with case or no case. We're going to talk about all those fun lawsuits we're talking about. If you want to call in, call it 855 Law Radio.
Please, for the love of God, call in.
Well, actually, I'm not quite sure we want people to call in.
I think we do.
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk, and we've got a lot of Twitter followers. So check us out on Instagram, our Facebook, and go to www.radiolawtalk.com. You can listen to us live. If your radio station's not listening to us, tell them. Click into Radio Law Talk. Guess what? We've got a lot of cool news coming up about the expansion of Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Stay tuned. There's much more coming up. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast car racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment, now at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville. Golfland.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews on the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Back to comedy relief.
Hey, Fred. Fred, I got a question. Actually, this came to me online, and I wanted to ask Denise. General question. A girl, 16, 17 years old, wants to be an emancipated minor, and the parents are willing to consent. What type of an attorney would that individual go to? A general practitioner, a family law attorney? What kind of attorney?
Personal injury lawyer.
Yeah.
Definitely a family law attorney in California.
Okay.
In California, be a family law attorney.
All right.
And they'd have to have some means to support themselves.
So it's not just I want to be an emancipated minor and I'm going to live with my mom, you know, like it's the 16 or 17 year old equivalent of I'm running away. Who's going to drive me? You know,
I love that. I love that. So that's what happened to me.
Oh, that's what happened to you?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Case or no case, Cal, let's roll it.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're ready.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Denise, if you get both of these right, I'll actually give you 3 points just because I don't want to quibble over 1 point. But if you don't, I'm deducting an extra point.
Ooh.
That's just how that's going to look.
Go big or go home.
That's right. We're doing that. Okay. I take you now, ladies and gentlemen, to the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia, where a gentleman decides that it's important to call a news conference complete with his attorney to announce that he's suing the Chick-fil-A restaurant company. Why is he suing the Chick-fil-A restaurant company, you ask? I don't hear you say, why? Why?
Why is he suing the Chick-fil-A restaurant company, Cal?
He's suing them because they're closed on Sunday.
Ooh.
And that has caused him, he says, intense emotional duress. He says, why can't they have people who are non-believers just open for a couple of hours so I can get my Chick-fil-A lunch? He has sued them for emotional distress because they closed the Chick-fil-A on Sunday. By the way, both cases are no cases today relating to Chick-fil-A.
By the way, isn't that, you know you're doing well as a business when someone's suing you because they want you open.
Yes, I would think there's not much downside to that.
Wow.
Except the publicity. So
you're doing great.
Let's see. Let's start with Denise because she has the most on the line. So, Ms. Dirks. Case or no case? Suing because they're not open on Sunday, emotional distress, and the outcome, if in fact you think it's a case.
Cue the Jeopardy music.
Yes.
Cue the
dramatic sigh, the silence.
First.
This is no fun.
This is no
okay,
fun.
All right. So, Denise, what do you think?
I think it is a case. And the outcome is that they lose. The plaintiffs lose. And that is because businesses have the right to choose the day of worship to be closed.
So you're thinking the fellow who filed the case lost because it's none of his business what the business wants to do as far as when they want to be open, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Penny, your thoughts on this case or no case?
Let's see. It's definitely a case because this is too detailed. And you gave it away by saying there's two cases with Chick-fil-A, so it's a case. I look at it as a negligence. Is that a negligence? Did they do anything negligent? No. What are his damages? None. He loses. That's it. That's all I can say.
Case or no case, plaintiff loses. All right, Mr. Kunin, case or no case? You're not open on Sunday. I want my Chick-fil-A.
Okay, I am going to say, well, first of all, if it is a case, my guess is it's filed in pro per, because I can't imagine any attorney taking this, even those that have the motto, if you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
That's the Todd Keenan
model. I just can't imagine that. And, you know, in the go big, go home mentality here, and I know I did this last week and it blew up in my face, but I'm going to say that this is not a case.
Okay.
I say this is not a case.
Therefore, there is no outcome.
That's
and
right.
Once again, just to remind you.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Chris Rodriguez, if they paid your fee, would you take the case? Is it a case or no case, and what's the outcome?
Todd is thinking exactly what I'm thinking. I believe when you described this, you said that he had a press conference with his lawyer present.
And that's what I said.
I 100% agree with Todd. There is no way a lawyer, at least a real lawyer, would legitimately, maybe one of the people sitting around this table would, but a real lawyer would be nowhere
toward me.
Would be nowhere near, and I'm including myself in that group, obviously, but most lawyers would be nowhere near that press conference because there's absolutely no claim. So no case. I say it's not
a
case.
Wow, I think you guys might be right. I think Cal might have tricked us.
Now you can change your mind if you'd like, Mr.
No,
Penny.
I'm staying with it. But I think Denise, I think he's tricked us. I think we lose.
That's probably
can
true.
Can
so
people call in if they
do
have
I get double points?
Can people call in if they have a if they want to voice their opinion here?
Yes, of course. 855 Law Radio.
I think if the first person that were to call in and get this case right, we'd probably have to reward them like
we'll
a
send
mug.
Them a shirt. No, we'll send them a shirt.
T-shirt.
We'll send them a T-shirt.
But since we would have to set up that and take the calls earlier, we're not going to do that. So
yep, here we go.
I would. First
but they can call on the next Chick-fil-A one. Hour three.
The Chick-fil-A. No. First question. How many of you said this was an actual case? May I see by a show of hands?
Denise, we might.
Yes!
Oh, Rodriguez and Todd go down hard.
My 10-year-old is taunting me from behind the glass.
Oh, going down hard.
How many of you say that the plaintiff lost the case?
Denise and Fred.
What?
Settled out of court. For Chick-fil-A coupons, I am not making this up.
They gave them some coupons
and settled the case, much like Kramer, who settled for some Frappuccino when he could have gotten thousands of dollars.
I want to know what was after the end. Remember that was the famous line from Seinfeld where he offers him free coffee for life.
Right.
And Kramer goes, I'll take it.
Exactly. And I think that's probably what happened here. At any rate, he did settle. And Chick-fil-A, in their statement, said, we'll settle this case with him as we have in the past with a few coupons.
And what a great Ken, that is the greatest publicity for Chick-fil-A, that someone sues because they want you open so badly.
Yep.
That tells you what a great company Chick-fil-A is.
Doesn't that undermine or point out the frivolity of the lawsuit? If you're claiming emotional distress because they're not open on Sunday, but then a couple of coupons magically makes the emotional distress, because guess what? They're still not open on Sunday.
That's a lot of work for a couple of coupons, and that's all I've got to say. So we'll be right back. We're going to talk about the law. We're going to talk about Star Trek star.
I want to know the name of the lawyer. At the break, we got to give the name of the lawyer that was at the press conference.
I want to know if he gets a third of the coupons. We'll be back. No more. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews on the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you'll learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of claw washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up. just like that. You'll be happy, looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo, but first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess. Chris?
I'm not going to be there anyway. Why have me do it?
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com as well.
I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills,
eating and eating, and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
So during the break, I was in the control room talking to Chris Rodriguez's son, and they were asking him some questions about, what he does, his sports, and he loves sports. And I said, does your dad cheat at sports? And he turned to Chris, doesn't even know I'm saying this. He turned to me and said, no, but he gets these things called technical fouls from the refs a lot. Love it, man.
That is true.
That's exactly true. That's Chris.
You're
Rodriguez.
A referee's nightmare, Mr. Rodriguez.
I am. As we've talked about, Cal, I grew up in a refereeing family.
Right.
So I like to think that I have high standards when it comes to refereeing. I think really though, I'm just a jerk. Yeah. And I can't control my temper, but
we all have high standards. That's not the point.
Yeah. Right. So right. Anyway, I apologize to all the hardworking men and women that referee games,
and the families and the children,
all of that, all the people that I've embarrassed over the years, including.
Are you one of those that the family goes sit somewhere else while you're sitting, up front yelling and screaming?
No, but my wife is often sitting in the bleachers across from where the players and the coaches sit on the bench during the games, and I look over when I'm having a hard time controlling myself, and she just puts her head down and shakes her head like, here we go again.
Yeah. Well, Seth Madden has that issue, by the way.
I won the appeal with Cal, by the way.
Yes. Denise now has a total of 20 points. She won the appeal by calling me on my interpretation of the facts, which was different than hers, but nonetheless, it's been adjudicated. And Chris, I'll tell you, the best experience I ever had umpiring a game very quickly. A guy who used to pitch for the Oakland A's and the Giants was coaching a team in Red Bluff at the American Legion tournament. And I made a call at first base that he didn't like, where the pitcher threw a pickoff move and it was too far off. And he said, the guy gets second base. And I said, no. He says, well, maybe when you played, Cal, mocking me that I wasn't a major league player. So I said, Coach, do you have a rule book in your car? He says, yes, I do. I said, good. Go get it and stay there because you're out of the game.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
That's how a radio producer ejects somebody. Nice. with a nice little
and
clever
he throws
line.
The pro player out. Man.
Yep. He went away. But it was a good guy. You know, we laughed about it later, but yeah.
Anton Yelchin's parents settle a lawsuit with Fiat Chrysler after the Star Trek star's SUV rolls down his driveway and crushes him to death. There was a recall during this time period, and this happened in 2015. He got out of his Jeep. It was a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Momentarily, there was an issue, apparently, of people knowing whether or not it's in drive or in park, and what, you know, it was difficult.
Park or neutral.
Park or neutral, I'm sorry. And he apparently thought it was in park, and it was in neutral. When he got out, it rolled, and he was behind it, and it pinned him and crushed him up against his gate. And killed him. And this is their only child. Apparently, the parents are former
skaters. They were pair skaters.
Yeah, they were pair skaters for Russia for years.
Now, Anton Yelchin played in the Star Trek movies. He played in the reboot with Chris Pine and all of those done by J.J. Abrams. He played Chekhov.
Right.
And
a young Chekhov.
Yes, he played a young Chekhov. He was also in Terminator Salvation, the one where Christian Bale played John Connor. Who did he play? Oh, he played somebody. But Yelchin played a young John Connor in that. So he was in Terminator.
His career was just starting to take off. In fact, he had gotten some pretty good roles.
And he was actually that day, so he's going to a
an audition.
Yep. And what's interesting is he had just received within a week or two prior the written notice of recall
of the issue
with his Jeep Grand Cherokee. So interesting, but it is an undisclosed amount. They've settled with Fiat Chrysler and
you're the personal injury lawyer. That seems like a pretty good case, right? I mean, the damages are going to be huge because his career was just taking off. Seems like liability is pretty clear.
I would definitely
notice of recall.
Yeah. Let me go through a few things. That's a good question, Chris. The first thing is I would definitely take that case. The second thing is, though, that what people don't understand is the amount of fight and work you have to do as a lawyer to go against Chrysler, Dodge, you know,
Ford,
GM,
whatever,
Ford,
yeah,
whatever, they're going to work you to death, and they're going to paper you to death.
Paper you.
And the reason they do that is, and this is, you know, legal talk and behind-the-scenes stuff, is if they're found out they did something wrong, it's what's going to do? It's going to open the floodgates. And they know that, so they're going to fight you on it. So I have many, many people call me on product cases, which we do a lot of product cases. We want to sue. Well, how bad were the injuries? Broken leg. Not going to do it, you know. You just has to be a catastrophic injury, to even look at doing it in product cases due to the fact that the amount of work, and usually you're going to trial. Hmm. I had a friend that had a case against the manufacturer. Guy's paralyzed. They won, I believe it was in the millions, and this was back 20-some-odd years ago. I think it was $6 million, $7 million. He said it wasn't worth it for him at the time.
Wow.
He said there was so much work. Took their staff, took their three lawyers.
They have to store documents and boxes.
The amount of work involved.
You go through and...
Yeah, don't forget, we're not getting paid by the hour. It's a percentage. And people think that's a lot, but the amount of time and effort you got to put into it.
And you got to pay your staff.
That's exactly right. And rent, and then your life as a lawyer, you're fighting it. And don't forget, they have just lawyers. That's all they do for these big corporations. And so there you go. And they do it a lot of times. They don't want to disclose what the settlement is, so there's not a rush of people. Go ahead.
And I'd imagine the settlement was effectuated by the fact that they had a high profile victim, and they didn't want to, draw out the fact that they were getting negative publicity over this. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Here's the thing that's important to this one, though, Cal. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, it's because they wanted it confidential because they paid.
Oh, yeah.
And when they pay like that, and there's a loss of life and stuff, they don't want other people to know just how much they pay because they have a deep pocket.
Right. Well, as bad as this sounds, it's not necessarily even the loss of life. It's the amount of money he was to receive over his lifetime in his current position. Now, that's our experts are going to have to testify what his future was. you know, everyone's going to be a superstar NFL player. Those are the ones that are difficult, but he had actually done it. Now, the issue is, in that case, and I hate to do all these details, but the issue is going to be, that okay, but if he had a child, the value of his case is even higher because that child would have been beholden to him to take care of the child, or at least for the next 18, 20 years, help that child through college. That's what makes the cases even bigger.
So, in essence, the Star Trek star's case and damages were based upon the denial of his right to live long and prosper. Okay.
All right, and he's got his fingers.
And,
up.
I'm doing the Vulcan finger thing there. Come on.
All righty. Okay.
That's
you know, look. All I'm going to say is Cal. Cal made an attempt to usurp my position as the bad dad joke person here, and I've got to come up with the bad ones to rival that.
Well, you just did.
Okay, excellent. I am back on the bottom of the pile.
Hey, Chris, the legality of March Madness pools, we're going to talk about that later?
We were talking about that at the break because I was asking you guys if you're in March Madness pools. I am in one in my office, and I thought it might be fun to talk about whether that's legal, because I know a lot of people do that.
Just to clarify, because I'm sure there's somebody out there going, what's a March Madness pool?
Oh, no. Yes. Come on.
There's got to be somebody.
Gosh, no.
I guarantee if my mom is listening right now, she's, what's a March Madness pool?
Oh.
Why do I want to be in Chris Rodriguez's March Madness pool? I don't even swim.
So March Madness is like in March, all of the college basketball championship stuff happens, right?
Right.
That's what I know about March Madness.
Right. So there's 64. It used to be 64 teams. Now there's 68, but that's probably a little bit too much detail. But anyway, there's this tournament, and the brackets come out on Sunday evening before the tournament starts the next Thursday. So you have a few days to fill out your brackets and try and pick the winner of all of the games. And in fact, in recent years, ESPN lets you enter for free, and if you get a perfect bracket, they'll pay you $1 million.
Well, I thought Warren Buffett was doing that,
and
too.
And Warren Buffett is making a similar offer.
For his employees.
The odds are like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible.
Trillion.
It's absolutely impossible.
Trillion.
Well, and the top four this time, they all got out, right? Isn't that how it worked this time? It was like a total shocker.
No, but there were a lot more upsets this year than usual. So, but anyway, most people pay like $10, and then you play in the pool. And
Todd, what's up?
I already have to issue an apology. I just got a text message from my mother, and it says, and I quote, "Grr, of course I know what March Madness pools are."
Nice.
I told you, Todd. Nice. I told you. But we're going to talk. You want to talk after the break about this March Madness, whether it's legal or not, Chris?
Sure.
So we're gonna...
It's an answer most people probably won't want to hear, and it's probably an answer that doesn't matter because I don't think anybody's going to prosecute. But we can talk about that after
the
break.
But I think the interesting is it's gambling. And in a lot of states, you can't gamble. And that 5 cents that you put in, or $5, is gambling. And I think that's going to be an issue. But then we'll talk after that. We're going to talk about the Penn State frat lawsuits. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
And then you can come, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about this stuff. And then Rodriguez, and then you're going to tell a couple of worst dad jokes, is that right?
I will, and I will also say, based upon the next tweet I got, you're welcome, Mom.
Hey, let's get your mom on the phone, and let's quiz her and see who she's got in the tournament.
We'll be back.
That'd be fun.
More ways to endear ourselves to Todd's mom, coming up on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast car racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment, now at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville. Golfland.com.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car. Get in your truck. Get on the road and come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
C-Rod.
So we were talking about March Madness pools. Did we get Todd's mom on the line or no?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. I'll give up on that idea. Maybe next segment.
No, I called her. She hung up on us.
Okay.
I pay my mom well.
But we were having an interesting discussion over the last break because there are some federal laws that these office pools technically violate to the extent that you're putting money in because – these likely would be deemed a game of chance. If you've ever participated, I mean, like this year, there's a college basketball commentator named Jay Billis. He watches every game. He's the most knowledgeable person on college basketball, and he filled out a bracket online on ESPN.com. So I said, you know what? I'm going to enter my office pool. I'm just going to use Jay Billis's bracket because he's watched all these games. I haven't watched any games. I've been too busy. I use his bracket. I'm in dead last. So it's absolutely a game of chance, and since you're exchanging money or betting money on that game of chance, that's illegal technically. But as Todd was pointing out, there is a law, a penal code provision in California that basically mandates that as long as all of the money that's being paid into the pool is being paid out and nobody's kind of taking a cut of it, then the worst you could get is a slap on the wrist, like a $250 fine or something.
That's basically an infraction, right?
Yeah,
right.
And in order to get that kind of treatment, it has to be a situation, let's say the four of us decide we are going to have a pool and only the four of us participate and we all put in $10. So there's a $40 pot. And as long as all $40 goes to the winner,
Well, we'd have to cut Cal in, because so we'd be doing even more.
Okay, so if we did
Cal,
five.
Cal takes everything okay, that we
do. Well, here's the thing. All right, let's use that. Let's use that. So Cal is involved, but because Cal owns the place, regardless of who wins, everybody puts in $10, okay? Everybody puts in $10. We have a $50 pot, but the winner gets 30, and regardless of the outcome, Cal gets 20.
That's exactly
now,
right.
Now, that would be felony or misdemeanor. Okay, that doesn't fall under the exception in California. But if the entire pot goes to the winner.
Or the winners. Like in football, every quarter you have a winner.
That's right. If the entire pot is dispersed based upon the gameplay, then it could be deemed to be an infraction. But here's a question for you. Do you know what the odds are to filling out a perfect bracket? We'll take 64 teams and picking the winner of each one and then identifying the ultimate. You know what the odds are?
Wait, the odds of winning all the way or winning each?
Winning each one. So, okay. So you fill out a perfect bracket.
All right.
There's a split. One expert says the odds are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. And another expert says your odds could be as good as 1 in 128 billion.
Oh, that's pretty good odds.
You know, I always get a kick when you see the lotto and it gets up to like $400 million, and that's when people play.
Oh, I'm going to play now.
Yeah, because the rate of return on that $1 ticket at 47 million, that's not enough. That's not worth my time. But I'll play when it's 400 million.
Yeah, right. You haven't played Lotto for a while. It's $2 now.
Okay, so, yeah, well, you know.
Okay,
right.
So the moral of the story is what? Go ahead, Kim.
ROI, the moral of the story is the odds of winning the lottery are 20 times better, or maybe 200 times better, than filling out a perfect bracket. And especially this year, the bracket busting has been phenomenal. I don't know that anybody's who's made it up to this point.
Well, you've got somebody that has the ear of God, you know, involved in this and it's quite amazing.
Was it Sister Jean, right? Sister.
Well, and here's why. This is the first time in the history of the NCAA tournament where a number 16 seed has beaten a number 1 seed in the first game. That's never happened before. And it was Virginia was the number 1 seed, and whoever picked Virginia, and they were picked in a lot of brackets, their brackets are all, you know, toast now.
Yep, and you got a Loyola of Chicago team, a Catholic college out of Chicago that has made it into the Great Eight. So they've won 3 games now in the tournament, and they have a 98-year-old nun who's the team chaplain. She's the cutest thing you've ever seen. Yep. She sits there courtside, and she filled out a bracket. She was in a pool.
And she put him to lose.
She put him to lose in the third game. She had him winning the first two.
Right.
And then she said, sorry, boys. You know, not even I have faith in you to go further than that. But they won, and they busted her bracket.
Then you know what else she did? This is the funniest thing. They asked her what she does to get the team ready for their games. And she says, well, first, we all kind of hold hands, and I pray for the other team. And then I pray for our team, but I pray for the other team a little less.
She's awesome. She is awesome.
Super funny.
Did you call it the Great Eight?
The Great Eight.
No, it's the Elite Eight.
Elite Eight, Great Eight, it's all good.
Yeah. What do you
My gosh.
Let's get your mom's opinion on
it's
this.
It's the
one.
Elite. It's the Sweet 16, that's Elite right. Eight, I'm with Final Four.
Mrs. Kunin, please text your son, Great Eight or Elite Eight?
Oh, she doesn't need to text me. We know it's the Elite Eight. How many people say Elite Eight? Even your son says it's Elite Eight. He knows.
Wait, he's going to get a technical. Easy now, Chris.
I can already
it's an
see
outrage.
I can see I'm the heat
pull out,
bubbling
I'm going to
pull
out up. A yellow card or a red card. He's stout.
Williamsport, a former board member of the nonprofit corporation that owns the former Beta Theta Pi fraternity house at Penn State, contends that the death of this Piazza guy was caused by the failure of the current board members. That's very interesting. And what that is those of you guys who don't know what's happened on this case, it happened at Penn State. It's a frat party. This guy's drinking like crazy. He falls down the stairs, and they kind of just leave him laying there, and he basically dies. And they're just
they hazed him.
Yeah, they hazed him.
They challenged him to see how much he could drink, and then they just let him be, and he fell down the stairs and he died.
Dude, if you die, we're not going to let you in this frat.
Yeah, there you go. And then there's two, you know, there's obviously the criminal case going, and then there's the civil cases. Now, this is one of the board members
that was kicked off the board is now contending that in a lawsuit, actually, that it was very complicated. Apparently, he owned part of the house or something like that.
Well, they closed down the frat house.
Right, Penn State did.
Back in, well, in the 2000s, the chapter had a similar problem with alcohol abuse and hazings.
Right.
So they closed it down. They disbanded it, and all the members were evicted. So this group hired or bought the house again and tried to, you know, resurrect this frat house. And what they did was they had rules, no alcohol, you know, no underage drinking, and they had all these different types of rules, and they were trying to keep it as a dry status house. Well, it did not happen. And somebody in particular, which I'm not going to allege the names, but they have alleged the names, then actually advocated for them to have alcohol again and all that.
Right. There's issues of tampering, concealing evidence, especially erasing the cameras. Apparently they had cameras down in the basement area where this happened. Those were supposedly erased. So he's bringing up these allegations against the frat chapter,
the board,
which, by the way, he was replaced September 13th, 2016. So he's basically kicked off. So there's all these lawsuits going now, pointing the finger who did what. And it's interesting that it's just all comes down to the hazing.
Yeah, and the thing to note, just so we're clear here, is that he was replaced in 2016. The sophomore died in February of 2017. So he was replaced before this incident. When I first saw this story, I was thinking, what, the guy, somebody dies, then he gets replaced, and then he gets upset, saying, oh, you guys did something wrong. He was replaced before the incident.
Well, yeah, that 2012 was when he was on the board, when he first was put on the board. So anyway, there's more lawsuits. There's going to be lawsuits flying for that thing forever. So that's another. This is what he's seeking. He's seeking court orders, trying to hold the board members and Johnson responsible for the amounts that must be paid as a result of civil suits coming. Because don't forget, everyone's getting hit because of the civil suits.
Right, and Johnson was the only non-member of the board that was being sued.
That's exactly right. Breach of the he had a funding agreement. Anyway, there's all types of issues concerning, you know, money rolling in, you know, everyone pointing the finger when something like this happens.
But what, I mean, I know in California, if you're on a nonprofit board, it's very hard to have you held personally liable because you're volunteering your time for some sort of a cause. I'd be interested to know what type of board this was or what type of entity. Was it a nonprofit entity? And what exactly are these board members alleged to have done wrong?
Well, here's the other thing. The other issue is usually your insurance is going to cover you as a board member. I'm assuming they had coverage for board members because there is coverage you can put on your insurance. Make sure those of you out there, if you're on a board of directors of any company, I mean, of nonprofit, maybe your school board or whatever, make sure you're covered, or some nonprofit that you're helping out, make sure that you're listed as one of the members that are going to be covered in case there's lawsuits. We'll be right back. Second hour, we're going to talk more about the law and Facebook and Google lawsuit. Maybe lawsuit.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Radio Law Talk resumes at 6 minutes after the hour. 6 minutes after the hour.